All right, guys, keep Rain Man Digital on the air through 2020 by pledging to our Patreon page, or whatever I just said. Your continued support allows us to continue to make all this great content and offer even more in the future. Help us keep the lights on by pledging $1 to $10 a month. Go to patreon.com/RainManDigital to pledge.
Would you care to step outside?
We did it today.
Superman!
That's right.
You are
here.
The last of us.
Warning, EC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
All right, guys, it's time once again for DC on RMD Watchmen Edition on Rain Man Digital. Remember, you can always find us on all those podcast providers. When you find us, remember, subscribe, rate, review. It helps us out a lot. I am your host tonight, the one and only Bobby D, and with me, as always, is Angelica.
Hello, I'm here to tell you, I fucking told you so, everyone.
All right, and what she's talking about is Watchmen Season 1, Episode 6, The Extraordinary Being, directed by Stephen Williams, written by Damon Lindorf and Cord Jefferson. Angelica, what did you tell us was going to happen this week?
Well, we find out that Angela's grandfather is Hood of Justice and all the things that he went through to become Hood of Justice, the origin stories, and kind of how we got to where we are now with him. Super cool way of doing it, too. Of course.
Yeah. So, man, I think it was like 97s we gave it last time.
Yeah.
Now, you know, behind the curtains, if you're listening in order, we're recording shows back to back because of the holiday. We might have two perfect scores for me.
Really?
100%. Like I was I thought I couldn't be blown away by episodes anymore. And then I was like, holy shit, these things are just, everything is done wonderfully. So now this week we get, you know, the member berries get eaten and it causes our main character to go into her grandfather's memories. And
which, what a cool, trippy fucking drug. Why wouldn't you take someone else's memories? That's neat. Also, couldn't that be used for like solving crimes and stuff?
True. Like I'm going to take your memory or somehow export it out of your mind and take it so I can see it through your eyes and then not, you know, get convicted or get a conviction out of it. Like, right? If I didn't do anything, but right. Fucking take that shit out of my mind. Go ahead.
Exactly. That would clear you 100%. Forget polygraphs and everything. Like, what a weird, crazy, awesome drug.
Yeah. Man. So the way they did this.
What drugs were they taking to figure this out? And like, that's the thing is like, how did you put this story together so elegantly and beautifully
off of basically no source material? That just proves that there are writing out there. There's people that can write and have ideas. It's giving them the ball and letting them run with it and not having some executive at some Warner Brothers or whatever come at you and be like, hey, well, you know, this isn't right, or this isn't going to play to the mainstream audience, so we can't do it. Don't do anything intellectual. Just do, do you got any dick and fart jokes you can throw in there?
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, so this week, the way that they did the black and white with like the shades of color throughout the episode, mm-hmm. I'm learning that everything that they do, and I think we've talked about this before, is done on purpose. Now,
yeah.
The guy who directed it this week, did it on purpose to kind of show that these are the moments, these are the trippy moments that are going on. So you weren't lost in, you know, what is reality and what is fake.
Yeah. Like what an easy way to guide everyone. Cause I'm not going to lie. Like it's hard to write like backstory, like going in like time jumps mm-hmm. and stuff. So just what a beautiful way to keep everyone like on track, just color.
Well, that, and you think of,
Flashbacks, that's what I wanted to say.
The thing we've been covering for almost 5.5 years on another show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing I don't like to think about because I've been so terrible. Maybe that's why with this, I'm just like, wow, this is amazingly done because so many beautiful details, well, you know?
Yeah. And you get this guy's backstory, you know, you get Hood of Justice's backstory from the beginning, and you learn about this man in such a way, and the way that the shots go seamlessly, you know, from him to Regina King dressed up as him going through the same things. Yeah. It was so seamless that you're not distracted by it, that it just looked like one continuous shot. So you wonder what these storyboards look like. And we talked about that last week, that they have to have these things storyboard to the second to make these shots work.
Yeah. I mean, not only that, but like the way that they're making you, like, I feel like you care pretty quickly about the character. Like, I know it's a new character that we're introduced to, as well as it was weird. Like, not his wife, but like his wife, like baby mama, little girl he took care of. I don't know.
Yeah, that was definitely a weird twist there.
Angela's grandma. Yeah. I lost my train of thought. But anyway, just like the story with them and everything, like you get to know them quickly, and like maybe you don't really care about her all that much, the grandmother at that moment. But anyway, when you're looking at this new character, it doesn't take you very long to care because of that whole like flash between Angela and him. I feel like that plays a good part in it at the very beginning, especially when they do those flashes, because it's like, oh shit, she's in his shoes type of thing. Like, she's experiencing it. And you noticed at the beginning of it, they do that switch like pretty frequently between the two. And then they pull off of it to tell like his story, which again, like really smart. Like once you get to the point where you're going into his story, where you're going to care, like the struggles that he had to go through and everything, you're focused on him. So again, great attention to detail, guys. Great storytelling.
Well, yeah. And I'm reading about the production of this and how they ran several film tests throughout the episodes using the practical effects and stand-ins for the main actors. And many of the shots were Adipo and King were simply done with camera movement, allowing the actors to switch places during the actual shot.
Hell yes. I want to see the behind the scenes like footage of that. Like them just like swapping.
Other long takes were also done with practical effects. The shots of Will's point of view of his near lynching was done by hoisting a camera out of the operator's hands while holding it long enough and lowering it back down to continue the shot. Yeah, I mean, and that shit is just like, those are people sitting and actually thinking about what do we do? What do we do to make an impact there? And going through with it. Now, Hood of Justice was kind of not one of the main Watchmen going on.
No, I mean, he was part of the main gang and everything. And his story was always like suspected of who he was and everything. So I find it, I love that they select, I love what they're doing, like that they selected Hood of Justice to go ahead and have like this backstory.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you, you being like Uber fan number one, you know, did you think that they did the background of this character proper?
Oh, fuck yeah. Like even better than like what we like expected it to be, which was Mueller, I believe.
Yeah.
So, this is so, of course it's so much better. Like, I don't hear any complaints from the internet or anything.
Oh, no,
like,
no, this again, critical response for this was off the charts. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100% based out of the average scores of 24 reviews, 10 out of 10 for everybody.
Yeah.
So it was
because they're being respectful of like the information that's already there. Like, again, going back to that, like, fuck you to Alan Moore. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the most, like, caring and, like, genuine, like, head nod. Like, fuck you, man. We're going to do this, like, the way that you would respect
it. Yeah.
And it's true. Like, they're just telling their story. And I feel like that's so respectable.
Well, and so And the way that they did it was telling the beginning, middle, and end of this whole Cyclops organization, you know, through his eyes, as starting off as a young cop, you know, and then moving on to him putting on the hood and doing all these things. Yeah. I feel like I'm saying smart a lot, but everything that they are doing has a reason. And using the granddaughter's overdosing of the pills to learn about her past and to take these in, it's
more powerful than anything that we've really experienced for a story like this. They could have done it so many different ways. Look at the issues with Arrow. Like, that's a perfect one of explaining flashbacks and how you can mess up with that.
Instead of trying to explain it over 17 episodes or, you know, the next 3 episodes, it's like, no, you're going to be locked in jail and you're going to have a freaking huge drug trip.
Dude, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like when they were sitting down and everything, like, how do we tell, like, the past and stuff? Like, word of mouth doesn't fit onto, like, the screen and... that's going to bore people. Flashbacks, DC has fucked that up so many times before. Let's not do that. That way.
Everybody has fucked that up. You know, flashbacks are so tough to do.
They are. They absolutely are. And this is just done in a way that expands your world, leans more on like what True created and everything. And this is just, it's beautiful what they did, combining like things that we've seen already in the show, opening up pieces of Angela's past, and her family, you know, there's a moment where he's like walking down the street after he like finds out about like the symbol for Cyclops, like on the forehead and everything, when he tries to take in that guy and they're just like lay off of it and stuff. And that's like the beginning of it, of him just trying to be a good cop.
Yeah.
They tell him to go home. And him just walking down the street, and then like the under the street light is his mother, and you can see her like in faint red and faint color, just like playing the piano, like knowing that trouble's coming. Yeah. And I was just like, fuck, dude, this is so good. Cause like she knew trouble was coming. Like she was trying to play the piano and she was crying and just like little pieces like that, like that tie his past and the past that she's experiencing through her grandfather's. Member berries, nostalgia.
Well, and that's the thing is with this show, those hints of color that were coming in the whole time. I'm like, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? You know, and it is something that keeps you riveted towards the screen that we're not getting with a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
Now, the way that they continue to kind of go back and forth between, reality and then the flashbacks, like when she comes shooting out of the window.
Oh, my God. Yes. Holy shit. Like, yes. The special effects for that, like how smart that was. The moment of like of Lori, like asking her questions and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone could like be on their phone when they're watching this. I get fucking pissed. Like Brandon will be on his phone and he hasn't watched it yet. Like I'm rewatching it with him because like I've got a big boner for this show, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, how the fuck are you on your phone right now? Like what is wrong with
what
you?
Is so important on your phone that is
right.
going on?
Oh, did someone die? Obviously, because how could you not be like completely sucked into this?
Yeah, that's the thing. There's so many just beautiful shots that you can come through. And again, I think I'm going to be upset if this isn't nominated for shit tons of awards. I honestly am starting to firmly believe that this is going to end up being like the Game of Thrones replacement.
But better. But, much better. Yeah. Much better. Has a better... message, I feel like, too, and the first season isn't boring as fuck.
Yeah. So what do we do with this if this is like the ends up being the next long running HBO season? Do we stay with race or do we go with whatever the next social justice type thing is? I mean, because that's why I think this the storyline is so relevant, is that we are showing how kind of screwed up America has been from our inception to, you know, the black community.
Yeah.
And can they really keep this up for 4 or 5 years?
I think so.
Or do we even worry about it and just enjoy what we have and not...
Yep, that one right there.
Not worry honestly, about going forward, so...
Yeah, that's the thing is, like... I know I say it all the time. I sound like a broken record, but I trust in them just telling their story.
No, like, cause, you
know, at this point.
Yeah, there's no reason not to trust them because legitimately every week, and I can tell based on, you know, the entertainment news that this show is actually catching on with people because you're starting to see articles of, well, you know, this week's Watchmen and what does it mean for comic book canon and all these different things that you weren't seeing at the beginning, like the buzz. And I mean, this is in the day and age where Nielsen ratings really don't matter because everybody wants clicks. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. I mean, shit, we're in the click industry too. You know, we want people to listen to our podcast and how many times do they go and download it and everything else. That's what really matters. And that's what Watchmen is getting. And they're getting it because of the solid writing, the acting, the directing, everything that's going into it. And I think that's what's going to continue on is like as soon as you see the buzz, because there's going to be people that don't understand what's going on, that think Watchmen is a 3.5 hour long movie, you know, done 10 years ago, don't understand what's going on. And they're going to start reading those articles. And that's what's going to get this momentum going, because I want to say last time I looked, they're up to like 1.4 or 1.5 million viewers, which makes it basically one of the highest rated shows on HBO today, because we're going to throw Game of Thrones out because it's not there anymore. And that was kind of the exception, not the rule for HBO, you know, getting 10 or 12 million people to watch it. And so
and it wasn't even that good.
Yeah. But again, that's what the buzz is. Me and Mike talk about this a lot, like on the phone about it takes a while. Like people like me and you and him get it a lot earlier than other people.
Yeah,
like the same reason people stop watching Walking Dead, people stop watching, you know, or understood that Game of Thrones took a turn. It's because, you know, we recognize that early. Sometimes it takes other people to catch on. But again, this is what we do, kind of, you know, why we get behind microphones, why we go out and talk, is because we understand what makes a TV show good. And then we can also watch when it goes bad. And this isn't having any hints of anything getting sprinkled into it that makes me believe that they aren't going to continue this story for, I think the next 3 episodes and on into the future, because right now everything that they're doing is perfect. In my opinion, especially for a brand new show with relatively a brand new story. They're not going off of, you know, they're using source material, characters here and there, but they're not really going off a book. They're not waiting on some old dude to finish writing a book. You know, they just got, okay, this is the baseline story and we're building off of that.
Well, as long as I don't, because like season one Westworld, like I absolutely loved it because never before was there flashback storytelling like that, where it looped back together. And that's really what sealed the deal for Westworld, was how they told that story of it unraveling at the very end. But again, like slow start, like it was a slow burn. There was parts where I remember it was like my friends and I were talking about it and they're like, I don't know if I want to continue. And if you pushed through, then yes, it got good. But this isn't having that.
No.
It's not having like a moment's breath of that, like, I don't know about it.
Well, yeah,
this is amazing.
Yeah. And then you're absolutely right with new shows. You know, that pilot is usually something, you know, insane that gets people on board. And then it takes 3 or 4 episodes, sometimes 6 or 7, to find the footing. They start writing characters different. The actors start figuring out what's going on. We're not getting that at all. All these characters feel like they're characters. It's not like I'm sitting there going, oh, that's so-and-so from this, you know, where you're visioning them as something from something else they've been in. No, these characters are all being established and written properly to where you believe that that is him, that is her, that isn't Regina King from some other TV drama that I've seen her in before.
No, yeah. She'll forever be like Angela Abar to me, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then even like characters that we know as the character. So Ozymandias, Adrian Veidt, we know him as that. But like we know him as like a younger version. We know him like from the movie and everything in the comics. But this version is still... This is exactly who he is, yeah. You know? Like, there isn't any issues of just, like, you wrote him fucking terribly. Like,
yeah, you're believing everything that they're doing. They're doing everything absolutely. Properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, DC on RMD listeners, if you love our show, please share these links with your friends and review. With every share and review, you help our show climb those charts. Wherever you listen to, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, remember to share those links each and every episode. Check out the podcast descriptions of this episode for details and purchase through our links, please. All right, so I think we talked about Rule 34, that if there's porn about it, it was probably real.
Yes.
Yeah. So what did you think about the relationships there that were established? You know, between either him and again, we talked about it, and that was the weirdest thing, that he picks up the baby when he's young, yeah. You know, wrapped in an American flag, and you're like, all right, well, what are you? Okay, now you're having sex with it. So, like, what is this relationship? Did you guys raise each other? And I'm like, should I be doubting this, or should I just be like okay with it?
Right, like, it's like, you're kind of like brother and sister, but also, now, it's hard, because at the same time, I get the bond that you would have from that. Like, you're all each other has, you know?
Uh-huh.
So there's, like, a bit of a romance with that in itself, like, when you just have each other. So I get it from that standpoint, but it's kind of weird when, like, you've just grown up with a person. But, I mean, I've never, like, fallen in love with a childhood or anyone that I've grown up with, you know?
Somebody that you've been around for...
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I have, like, guy friends from high school, but they're definitely, like, a brother or a guy friend.
Yeah. So, with the homosexuality thing...
Sorry.
You're right.
Yeah, I just am all of a sudden losing my voice for no reason. What? go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. You're right. Things happen. It's that time of the year where we all get colds and stuff.
No, I am not.
You're not?
Don't put that evil on me.
Don't put that bad mojo on me. Again, the love scenes between... the men in here.
Yeah.
It was... I don't even know what to say. One, they were pretty raw.
Yeah.
And probably would make a majority of people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But the... You know, the way that he was treated when he went into the Minuteman and he wanted to focus on this and he...
Yeah, focus on Cyclops, and then
kind of blowing it off, and then, you know, oh, well, you know, what else you can do? You can go to the bank and, you know, invest your money in this. I almost felt like this guy was being used, you know, like Hooded Justice was being used a lot in this.
Yeah, 100%.
Where, you know, only if other people could see you like I see you, you beautiful black man. And having to put on the makeup, and what a swerve, by the way, because we were just like, no, it can't be the black dude. The guy's like has white eyes, and for him,
I was still hoping. I was like, it's just like the movie version of it. Like it could be wrong. I was right. I was so right. I was like, fuck yes.
Makes you happy when you're right, huh?
It does. Like, And it's like you get points for nothing.
it's a personal scorebook. We don't actually have a real record book, because if we had a real record book, as much bullshit as I've said over the 5 years we've been doing this,
it'd be real sad.
It would be like, yes, I'd be shooting like 8%.
It's a book of wishes, essentially.
yes, you have your wish book. But what did you think about the introduction of the Minutemen and how, you know, they were portrayed in this?
Like, it's hard because, it's the new Minutemen and everything, and Metropolis is the one that, like, brings them along and stuff, and I just didn't see a need for the homosexuality. And not that I'm homophobic or anything. Like, I just was like, I don't see the point in it for the story.
Yeah, because it wasn't... Only reason I could see why they did it was, now you have Hooded Justice dealing with hiding everything about him.
Ooh, okay.
Like, yeah. You know, I am a strong black homosexual man who has to put white eye makeup on and, you know, and sleep with this woman that I don't want to be with and end up getting her pregnant.
Yeah. And, ooh, okay. I like it.
And I could see, like, the struggle there of this man who is so strong and so proud and, you know, wants to do right by everything, having to hide basically everything that he is.
Yeah. Okay. No, I get that 100. That makes total sense then, to go ahead and have that. And then
trying to be
justice itself. And chasing these monsters, and then at the very end, becoming like a monster yourself.
Yeah, and then looking at it, and I would even going back to, you know, his son.
Yeah.
Putting on the makeup and trying to be like him.
Yeah.
And washing it off, you know, or scrubbing the shit out of his face, trying to get it off. Like, you don't have to be like this.
The way that he's, like, scrubbing it off, too. Just, like, no, just be who you are type of thing.
Yeah. And that's what I got out of it. And so it kind of made sense in that way of, again, the struggles of this man who just wants to do good and wants to, and everybody's telling him, no, it's the wrong way.
Yeah. From every aspect.
Yeah, because, I mean, the cops are like, no, leave it alone. No, I know this. This meat packing plant. Leave it alone. You know, going into the Harlem movie theater and figuring out what's going on. And everybody's like, no, leave it alone. And, it just turns them into a monster. That
was crazy, by the way. Like, the whole mesmerism stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well... Just the way that it continues on, that you learn with that flicker, and then going into, you know, 2019 and you hang yourself from the tree.
Yep.
You're just like, what the fuck?
The same tree.
Yeah.
And not only that, but just this isn't a long episode. It's the same, like, 54 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're, 47 minutes, I think, what this episode was.
But look how much they told, and in an engaging, like, way, too.
Yes.
We figured out so much about a character's past, about this world and how he got here, without any bullshit in between. Everything had meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been no bullshit here at all to go through, and, you know, no filler, no, like, oh, well, let's follow this person around for no apparent reason.
Or, like, let's slip this message in here type of thing. Like, everything has meaning and purpose to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people are buying into it so much, is there's so much heart behind everything that they're doing. The story that they're telling, like, these actors too, I feel like I'm so stoked for them because they get to be part of this project. And just little things like the photography, like the camera work in here, like I just feel like there's so much heart in this, and that's why everyone's buying into it, because the passion's there, well, obviously.
Yeah, and I always like, the shooting in black and white, I think, was the biggest, you know, impact thing. And I always wonder if it was actually shot in black and white, or is this like a filter over the top? Like, did they go old school and shoot it that way? You know, I know sometimes they put the filters over the top to make it look like black and white, but I hope they truly shot this in black and white. And, you know, it's such a polar opposite of what we've seen, where we talk about shit. Did they put a filter on it to make the yellows and all the colors pop?
Yeah.
You know,
it's a filter. I'm pretty sure like this was all like,
yeah,
they didn't, digital and everything.
Yeah. They didn't go old school.
Mm-mm. As much as we would like that, like, I think that would be way too complicated for HBO. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, again, just like I said, reading some of those production notes, I was like, they did some complicated shit this week.
Yeah, we're not discrediting anything that you did.
No,
fantastic.
Yeah, we're not like, how dare you fucking put a filter on? This is an Instagram. Yeah, shooting black and white. So this episode for me, again, was just, I don't think I could have ever pictured it being so beautiful,
yeah,
but telling such kind of like a disturbing story,
dude. Yeah.
And you know, being able to find the beauty in that, just the way it was done, it reminds me almost of, you know, kind of like American History X.
Yeah.
To where you're watching some just fucked up shit happen to people.
Well, that's the thing, is like they're telling, like there's a lot of fucked up things that happen to him. Things that he puts himself in as well. Like there are parts of his story that are hard to watch.
Yeah. And
they make you uncomfortable, and that's the point of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is I think people are afraid of that today.
Yeah.
Like, don't make anybody uncomfortable, because we got to fucking handle everybody with kid gloves.
Yeah.
And I could see, again, people watching this episode alone, between the racist overtones, the homosexuality, and just getting somehow offended by it.
Yeah.
And not looking at the beauty of what is a story. And that's all it is they're telling a story. And it's okay, because sometimes history makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You shouldn't always feel great about things. Like, and we keep, you know, me and you did the Joker review, and part of the reason that that movie kind of resonated with us so much was because it does make you feel uncomfortable, and mm-hmm. that's okay. And so many things are just trying to be so happy-go-lucky, afraid to take a stance and go one way or the other, or tell a story that might be a little controversial.
Or it's just way too over the top, and then it ends up in like B-movie horror genre of like,
yeah, yeah,
trying to be too much.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And this somehow found that perfect balance for me. And so it's a, I don't know. So much happened this episode, but it was all based around this character. But I don't know how much more we could actually discuss.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, because it is what it is. They didn't hide. There's not like a lot of speculation. There wasn't a lot left to the imagination to where you were just like, I wonder what he did. No, he fucking shot those dudes and burnt them up, you know, after he figured out what was going on. And
he took care of shit.
Yeah, and dealt with it. This is who this man was. And you feel like you know this character, like he's been on the screen for all, you know, six episodes so far, nonstop.
Yeah.
If not, we know this character better than any of the other characters that have been introduced.
Absolutely. Well, I'm like, who else would we know a little bit more? Like, the only one that we might know a little bit better is Wade.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But
even so, those are the last two episodes that...
Well, that, and we know where Will is at this point, we don't know if Wade,
yeah,
what happened to him,
yeah,
which. Like
which
I
we
was,
thought we were going to get the answer for, and we definitely didn't.
Nope, not
and,
at all.
But honestly, did you care? At any point were you like, oh my God, what happened to him? No, I didn't either. It ended. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I was not concerned as I should have been with him. I wasn't even thinking about like Adrian and his storyline too. I was just like so blown away by this episode and just like, fuck man, this is so good.
Yeah, no,
and
definitely.
I have to go watch Arrow, so just kidding.
Now I have to watch the other stuff, yeah. Honestly, we've hit the gold mine and it's ruined the other shows for me.
Absolutely. It ruins everything else that I watch. I'm like, this is really okay.
yes, it is setting that bar up there, and I almost feel like, because if you guys don't know, Mike runs our radio network, and I tell Mike all the time, I'm like, hey, man, when you watch this, you can't do the show with us.
Yeah.
Because it's that good. You're going to want to do the show with us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I blowing this too much? And then I watch the next episode and I text him again. I'm like, nah, man.
Nope.
This shit's good. You should really catch up with it over the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
I recommend it to people who don't even watch or don't even read comics. Like my friend who I climb with, like who makes fun of like nerdiness and stuff like that.
You're like,
and
that's who I am.
I'm like, that's me. And he's like, yeah, you fucking nerd. And he watched it his own free will. Like I didn't have to like blow it or anything. He was just like, are you watching Watchmen? I'm like, you're watching Watchmen? And it's just because it's fucking good.
Yeah. No, and they're telling good stories, so I don't know. I don't think there's much more we can get into this. You got anything else before we take a break and go to our final thoughts?
Nope.
No, it's probably going to be one of our shorter shows, but it's not because it sucked. It's because it explained everything it needed to explain.
And in an amazing way. Oh, the whole like massacre that happened in the theater. Oh, like, did it even show like what they did to each other? Like just that scene, just that woman crying and everything was just.
Yeah,
it was hard to watch. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, the screen told me to hit him, and then start punching or kill him, and then start punching myself.
Yeah, who was that lady, by the way? Fucking give her an Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony, whatever awards you want.
whatever she gets.
A Grammy, which is for singing, but whatever.
You're so good at acting, you get a Grammy.
Yeah. You spoke to my soul, which is better, which is what singing does or something. I don't know, but she gets it.
Yeah, like, I feel it. I felt everything that you did right there for me.
I did, though. Like, again, just look what great directing does and great writing.
Well, and again, it also proves that your imagination is more powerful than most of the things that they put on screen.
Hell yeah.
That it,
you don't have to spoon feed everything. Yeah, you don't need a fucking play-by-play.
You don't have to Kingsman it.
No.
Yeah, so you just let those people go crazy, and then you walk in and you just see people distraught and getting yanked out of the theater and just go off of your imagination and the chaos around, and
again,
it works.
Like telling your story in that time period that you have without the extra bullshit.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
We don't need to show them fighting.
No filler.
We're going to do a far more powerful scene of someone who survived it.
Again.
And who's just broken from it.
A superhero show without any kind of razzle-dazzle.
Dude, yeah. The most razzly-dazzly it got this episode was going through the window and then that freeze.
Yeah.
Back into, like, reality.
Yep. And when they do it, it's impactful. You don't get blinded by it. So we have to do our classic Rain Man rating here, and we've hit this thing up and been blowing this show nonstop. I don't know if it can actually come anymore, but we are still working the shaft on this show, and I think for the right reasons. I don't ever want to fall for a show like I have for this, because then I just know there's going to be a jump the shark moment, or it's going to turn and it's going to go to shit. But I don't want to think like that. I want to keep enjoying the present. And I think I gave the last episode a 97. And I want to give this one, I'm not going to go perfect score like I said at the beginning, because I just, like, it's getting better.
What is it?
So, I'm going to go 98.
Okay.
Because, again, with the whole way that it was shot, the seamless transitions between Regina King and Jova Atipo, I don't know the guy's name, but that's the guy who's playing the young Hood of Justice, you know, just going back and forth and reading, like, again, the production notes on Wikipedia on how they did that it yeah. wasn't ever cut. It was like, hey, run behind the camera and get in his spot real quick while we pan this around. It was done so beautifully, and, you know, watching her eyes and then seeing, like, the long eyelashes as it comes up close to her and knowing, okay, that's her
makeup
experience.
Makeup-wise, like, I was just like, damn, they did so great with those eyelash extensions. Like, just that, like, perfect.
Yeah.
And we know it's her now.
Yeah, and you know it's her, and then watching her go through these scenes and both the actors having that much passion about what they were doing. And like mirroring each other and not getting distracted, like, oh, that's not him now. She's acting completely different than he does. No, they were doing it both together. And you weren't like, oh, well, can you put Regina King back in there? Because she's way better at acting like,
yeah.
you know, a younger black man than he is. No, it was perfect. Both these actors, man, just played it off.
The show wasn't stolen from anybody. Like, you weren't wanting to see one more than the other. Like, it was, there are so many times where we talk about how, like, you just have to shut off your brain and be entertained, mm-hmm. but this is intriguing and entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just like, shut up and enjoy it. Like, this is just like, you're so enveloped in it that you are completely enjoying it.
Oh yeah, definitely. So what's your number?
So I'm glad we have these talks like this. Not just because, you know, geeking out together, but it helps you kind of work through things that you were like, I wasn't sure why they put in like the homosexual thing. But now that you've like explained it and that was part of like his prison and stuff and like part of like everything he was bottling, I'm like, oh, then fuck, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just dumb. I almost want to give it 100%, but I feel like you can't do a perfect show. But also, camera work, acting, I will always blow storytelling for this, I'm sure. I think I have to do 100%.
You can. It's yeah. I mean, honestly, like, it's not.
I've never wanted to. Like, I'm so critical, but what the fuck did this do wrong? Nothing.
No, again, and you're right. I think a lot of times, you know, what I've gotten over the years is that the more we talk about it, the more you feel justified in feeling something
yeah.
that you're feeling. You know, based on the fact that as friends, we trust each other's opinions. And so your 100% is like completely justified. You and the 24 other reviews that came out on Rotten Tomatoes.
If I had to pick one thing that I was like, meh about, there's like the scene where the building, the deli meat pack place is like burning down and the CGI fire is like, meh. So yeah. Like, okay, fine, 99%. You get 1 point off for shitty CGI fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
It's not that big of a deal. So, again, it's stronger and stronger episodes. This, I think we only have three left. I think there's only, hold on, I'm trying to look real quick.
There's only three because there's not 12, which is super disappointing.
Yeah, there's only nine, so we got a couple.
I have to quit this show now.
Yeah, we got to figure something else to talk about because this show's ending before Arrow actually ends. What the fuck?
I know. Well, I really wanted there because, you know, it's a clock, the doomsday clock.
Yeah, you wanted know? Every hour
I wanted
to have something.
12 episodes. So stupid. Why wouldn't they do 12?
Well, again, hopefully it gets renewed and it comes back faster than some of the other HBO shows.
With 12 episodes. I mean, even if they don't, like, do as well as this, and I'll be fine. Like, it can take 7 years.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I'd still have a boner.
Till the next American kind of thing happens that you can write a good story about, but
shooting, mass shootings. There you go.
It'll be something. There's always something that they could, to go off of, but
we're fucked up.
Yep, we will see, but that's going to do it for today's DC on RMD Watchmen Edition. Remember, you can always catch any of these episodes, past, future, present, on DCOnRMD.com. Go find us on all our social medias. Let us know what you guys think, because, you know, that's important to us. Make us feel better about ourselves, that we're not just crazy on the working the shaft on this show. But, man, it's been amazing so far, but we will continue this next week.
Mother of God, would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour.